Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. Today, I think today is June 1st. Happy June. Happy June. The first word is biltong, B-I-L-T-O-N-G. It is a noun from 1815. This is chiefly South African. That's not something you usually see. It just means jerked meat, biltong. This is an Afrikaans word, which is from South Africa. Bil, B-I-L, means rump, and tong means tongue, like the tongue in your mouth, the thing that helps you make the sounds. So it's maybe that's where the jerked meat comes from. They take it from the rump and the tongue. That sounds gross. Okay, next is bima, B-I-M-A-H. You could also spell it without the H. This is a noun from 1941. A raised platform in a synagogue from which the Torah is read. This is a Yiddish and El Hebrew word. Is that lower Hebrew something? Which means bime, or no, the word is bime or bima, something like that. From the lower Hebrew, bima, from the lower Greek? I can't remember if that's what the L stands for. Lower Greek bima, which means raised platform, and there's more at the word bima, B-E-M-A, which we must have read, but I have no recollection of that. Next is bimanual, manual with bi in the front. This is an adjective from circa 1889, done with or requiring the use of both hands. Bimanually is an adverb. There are a lot of people who only have one hand, so they can't do things that require to be done bimanually. Next is bimbette, B-I-M-B-E-T-T-E, noun from 1982. It is slang, an attractive but vacuous woman. Well, that's an interesting definition, a bimbette. It's from bimbo plus the suffix et, E-T-T-E. So that's so interesting. Obviously, it's slang. It doesn't seem to be a very nice word, but it's out there. I've never heard this word before. But if you want to learn more about bimbos, I can't believe that I just said that phrase. That's the next word, bimbo. It is a noun from 1918. This is old. Number one is slang, and the synonyms are just man or woman. As in, telling a thick-headed pitcher that the bimbo at the plate hasn't hit a curve in three seasons. That is a quote from Jay Stuller. This is used as a generalized term of disapproval, especially for an attractive but vacuous person. So that's the same definition that we saw for bimbette. As in, we didn't want a blonde bimbo in that role. We wanted her to be smart. That is a quote from Hugh Wilson. I can't think of off the top of my head what vacuous means. It doesn't seem like this is making sense in my brain from what I think the word means, but hey, I, you know, whatever. All right, number two is slang. We have the 1C definition for the word tramp, as in evidence of how her hubby's been cheating on her with various bimbos. And that is from Dan Greenberg. This says it is perhaps from the Italian word bimbo, which means baby. So obviously this word has been used in a variety of ways, but it's not a nice word, so don't use it, or don't use bimbette, either one. Now we have bimetal, one word adjective from 1893. Synonym is bimetallic, and bimetal is also a noun. But here we go with bimetallic. It is an adjective from 1876. One, relating to, based on, or using bimetallism. Number two, composed of two different metals. This is often used of devices having a part in which two metals that expand differently are bonded together. And bimetallic is also a noun. Now we have bimetallism, if you were curious what that meant. Noun from 1876, the use of two metals, as gold and silver, jointly as a monetary standard with both constituting legal tender at a predetermined ratio. Bimetallist is a noun, and bimetallistic is an adverb. This is from the French word bimetallisme, which is from bi plus metal, or metal, which means metal. Next is bimillenary. It is, or it could also be bimillennial, noun from 1850, one, a period of 2,000 years, bimillenary. We recently hit the bimillenary of the Gregorian calendar, I think. It's all calendars and dates and years are all sort of all over the place and sort of mean nothing. All right, number two, a 2000th anniversary, bimillenary. Why can I not say this word? Bimillenary is also an adjective. Next we have bimodal, adjective from 1903, having or relating to two modes, especially having or occurring with two statistical modes. Bimodality is a noun. Now we have bimolecular, adjective from 1899, one, relating to or formed from two molecules. Number two, being two molecules thick. I think my brain is two molecules thick, as in bimolecular lipid layers. And bimolecularly is an adverb. Next, we have bimonthly. We talked about this word a number of episodes ago. There was some, they gave some usage information on bimonthly and biweekly and how they could get confused if you don't have the right context. Anyway, bimonthly, this is the first form, adjective from 1845. One, occurring every 2 months. And here's where the confusion comes in. Number two, occurring twice a month. Synonym is semi-monthly. And then it says usage. If you want to learn more about the usage, go see the prefix bi. So that was, if you want to learn more, that was what we read a number of episodes ago. I hope you're listening to these podcasts, or these episodes in order. You really should be. You're going to be terribly confused if you don't. Now we have the second form of bimonthly. It is an adverb from 1858. One, once every 2 months. And number two, twice a month. Now we have the third form of bimonthly. It is a noun from circa 1890. A bimonthly publication. Well, is it every 2 months or is it twice a month? I don't know. Now we have bimorphemic, bimorphemic, adjective from 1942, consisting of two morphemes. Now we have the word bin, B-I-N. It is the first form, noun from before the 12th century. A box, frame, crib, or enclosed place used for storage, a bin. Now we have the second form of bin. It is a transitive verb from 1841, to put into a bin. Hey, go bin that stuff. When you got kids around and they're playing with their toys, you got to tell them to put it away. So you can just say, go bin your toys. Now we have the prefix bin. This is, let's see, it just has the synonym, which is the prefix bi, the first form of it, as in binaural, which is B-I-N, that's the prefix that we're dealing with now, and then A-U-R-A-L. I think that has to do with hearing, so binaural probably has to do with hearing on both sides or something like that. So it's very similar or essentially the same as the prefix bi. They just added an N, which they probably did because the word that it is being added to starts with a vowel. So they needed some consonant in there to separate. Otherwise, it would be biaural, and that's a weird word. Let's see. The etymology says this is from Latin bini, which means two by two. That is spelled B-I-N-I. It is akin to the Old English twin, T-W-I-N-N, which means twofold. And there's more at the word twin. And now we have the word binarism, B-I-N. A-R-I-S-M. It is a noun from 1983. A mode of thought predicated on stable oppositions as good and evil or male and female that is seen in post-structuralist analysis as an inadequate approach to areas of difference. Also, a specific dichotomy subscribed to or reinforced in such thought, as in the binarism of West and East. I don't totally understand what I just read, but it does seem to deal with opposites, which I think is always kind of interesting. I don't know, for some reason I like the idea of opposites and finding balance between them, and you need the opposites, you need one because you can't have the other. There's that great line in, I think it's the, this is a weird example, the Devil's Song in the South Park movie, something like, you can't have evil without good, so it must be good to be evil sometimes. Anyway, yin and yang, the balance of good and evil, of opposites. Anyway, the last word for this episode is binary. Could also be pronounced binary, a few pronunciations. They're basically the same. This is the first form. It is spelled by B-I-N-A-R-Y. By is not a letter. By is a prefix. This is a noun from the 15th century. Something made of or based on two things or parts, as a binary star. Binary. There's a few ways to pronounce it. And then B, a binary number system. I think I like to say binary. I don't know. Binary number system. A binary star, by the way, I think is a solar system that has two stars. And if I understand correctly, so our solar system just has one star, the sun. But there is some evidence that says that Jupiter came close to being another star. It's huge, but it wasn't quite big enough to turn into a star. But the majority of solar systems, I think I've heard, is that most of them are actually binary star systems. They have two stars. So those must be weird. Okay, so what is going to be the word of the episode? Not going to pick that. I don't really want to pick bimbo or bimbet. I think that those are just not nice words. Let us pick... Well, we'll pick binarism as the word of the episode because it seemed like an interesting concept of opposites. Sure, why not? Okay, we are halfway through page 122. This is all that I'm going to tell you for today. And this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.